Well, technically, we are about to start this grand attempt of the non-stop radio show in the funicular lift at Saltburn by the Sea, but I couldn't let this moment pass without actually having a few words with somebody who is certainly, if she's not already legendary, she will be soon, because she's kindly agreed to actually launch the whole thing. It's the official town crier of Saltburn by the Sea. Your name, please.
Sharon Wilson.
Sharon, many, many thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate, obviously, the official formality of this. I have to say, we'll take photographs, obviously, for our website, etc. You're wearing an absolutely magnificent outfit. Would you like to just describe what it is you're officially wearing?
Well, absolutely. I would describe it as an ensemble, actually. I have lovely breeches trimmed in blue and yellow. I have a black waistcoat, also trimmed in blue and yellow. A lovely cloak and a tricorn hat trimmed in the blue and yellow with my white feather.
Now, town criers, obviously essential for communications throughout the ages. I follow them through from, obviously, the 15th, 16th century, 17th century, on and on. They've undergone a bit of a resurgence of the 21st century. Clearly, the internet needs the town crier.
Absolutely. I mean, some people say that it's gimmicky, but they do have an important part to play in promoting areas and letting everybody know what we have here in Saltburn.
And that's certainly what we're going to be doing throughout the day, from the moment we start off officially at 9 a.m. right the way through to probably 5, I think, at that stage. So we'll be working through that. I'm looking out now at a glorious vista. It's fabulous. I mean, it almost takes one's breath away. I mean, not only have you got the magnificent sands, which I often find that our cousins down in Brighton, when they have all those rocks and things on the sea, they don't appreciate good golden sands that we've got up here.
Yes, we are well known for them, and the beach is looking lovely and clean today. Just full of promise, the day. I just hope the beach fills up with people to enjoy themselves.
Precisely. And of course, should they actually wish to sort of take 5, just behind us in the town of Saltburn, you've got some fabulous shops and stores, and I know we're looking forward to many of the businesses and representatives of the businesses actually coming in to actually talk to us during the course of the day. I've got to ask the question, are you a Saltburn lass yourself?
Yes, I am. I've lived here for 38 years now, so yes, wouldn't live anywhere else.
I would say, I've always regarded it, I think my parents are responsible for this, as kind of, for those people who want to actually go for the kind of, I don't use the term hoi polloi lightly, but shall we say red car is for the ones who basically like the sort of the casino aspect, which is fine, and we like red car, etc. But Saltburn just has that additional moment of class, is that right?
Well, I think Saltburn, I love the whole area, but Saltburn has so many things of natural beauty. There's so much to enjoy, and the people can be bothered in Saltburn. They're very good at volunteering and coming to things and just friendly, so yes.
Absolutely. Now, I've just been joined by our star broadcast assistant today, Jodie Orton. Jodie, welcome along.
Thank you very much.
We're already just 5 minutes into this whole thing. We haven't even officially started as yet, and I'm already getting your name incorrect, but never mind. We'll get that sorted.
Well, I changed the habit of a lifetime, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. Now, Jodie, you'll be looking after all sorts of things. You'll be in the lift part of the time. You'll be addressing various other bits and pieces. We've got our town crier here, but I've got to ask you, what are you going to launch us with later on today, or in about an hour or so?
A good luck message, really. I mean, what you're doing is going to be quite difficult. It's going to be a long day for you. I just hope they have an interesting day, meet lots of good people, and we're just going to wish you all the best from Saltburn by the Sea, people.
And I've got to ask the question, will you be able to join us in the lift yourself? I mean, can you do that? Because, I mean, I think formally, I know we've done an interview now, but this is just really not part of the whole thing. This is about setting the scene. I've just come from a studio. Will you be able to come up and down yourself?
Absolutely, I would love to.
Splendid. Well, a few weeks ago, and if you're listening on the podcast, you would have actually heard the delightful sound of the voice of Zora Zancudi actually focusing on life, the universe, and various other factors crucial to this whole event. Zora, it's good to see you this morning.
Good to see you as well. What a glorious day it is as well.
Indeed. And your official title, once again, within the Redcar and Saltburn area?
I'm officially Head of Cultural Development for Redcar and Cleveland Borough Council. Sounds much posher than it is.
Oh, it is actually. Delighted to see the bunting is actually up today, which is fantastic. So that's coming through from this. The engineers are currently actually testing the hydraulics, presumably, and the water scenario. It's only a matter of 20 minutes or so before we actually start this, though.
Absolutely. I mean, once the engineers have finished, I mean, every morning they go through a standard routine of safety checks, which they have to do as a health and safety requirement. So they're due to finish in about 20 minutes' time, and then, yeah, it'll be all systems go and we're off.
Pleased to see you said that. I'd like to give a little check as well to Linda Chilvers, who's been very beneficial and helpful in this whole area, etc. So we spoke about health and safety actually when Linda called me, and I was at the Lincolnshire show looking at the Lincoln Red Cattle.
Lovely. Yeah,
we got it all caught. I know, Zora. Jodie, questions for Zora.
So how long, when was the lift actually built? How old is it?
deep questions, you say.
I know,
we'll
know.
We'll find out during the course of the day.
It was the back end of the 19th century that the actual lift was built. I mean, Saltburn itself is 150 years old this year. The lift was opened about 30 years later, I believe. But, I mean, Saltburn itself, you've got a great history here. You've got the Victorian town behind us. You've got the cliff lift here. And just down to the right is a house called Teddy's Nook, which was originally built by Henry Pease, who built Saltburn. And it was built as his own private residence, and it was called the Cottage. But towards the end of the 19th century, a certain Lily Langtry used to stay there and be visited by a royal called Edward. Mm-hmm. So the royals renamed it Teddy's Nook, and the name stuck over 100 years later, and it's still Teddy's Nook today.
I always thought it was very crucial. It is regrettable that, as our royal correspondent Richard Fitzwilliam said yesterday, that the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are actually over in Canada rather than Saltburn today. But otherwise, I'm sure they would have been here.
I'm sure they would have been, and it's probably much nicer here as well, let's be honest.
It's all right, you took the words right out of my mouth. Jodie, any other questions?
We've got a lovely day here today. Do you think the weather's going to hold out?
Well, the forecast says it's going to come in a bit cloudy later on today, doesn't it? But, you know, I think Saltburn's good at any time of the year. It doesn't really matter, but great to have a bit of sunshine this morning. It's lovely.
I'm just delighted by the fact that we're getting a good luck message from the town crier. I mean, that's going to be even more wonderful, really.
I know, and Sharon was appointed a couple of months ago, and she looks absolutely fantastic in the outfit down there as well, doesn't she? I mean, very glamorous. I feel underdressed.
Very much so. It's the sort of thing that's brought Portsmouth glamour to the northeast, which is wonderful, really.
Absolutely. I mean, she looks wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing her doing a town crier, but I haven't heard that yet, so...
Precisely. Well, as I say, when things get sorted out and ready, I'll obviously just await the instructions to actually step into that whole regime. Because in many ways we say, all right, Southside Broadcasting actually here, Siren FM covering the whole thing, but I feel today is really about the Saltburn funicular lift. I mean, that's the baby that's going to look after me for the next few hours.
Absolutely, and I just hope that you're good for going up and down all day in it. You know, it's that 55 second ride repeated 60 times an hour. Best of luck.
Well, Jodie is currently actually attempting to contact the Southside studio to get ourselves sorted through from that. But we were speaking earlier, of course, with Zora. And Zora, we did say, without Linda Chilvers, our lives would be just that little bit sadder, really. And who should actually turn up but that bringer of joy, happiness and sunshine, and indeed Linda Chilvers. Good to see you, Linda.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Welcome aboard. I genuinely mean that. I think the work that you've been putting in has been fantastic. You are the marketing assistant, of course, within this wonderful area.
I am, yes, for Red Cow and Cleveland. It's one of my many roles, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, yes.
Fantastic. Now, we've already commented with many folk about the fantastic nature of this, sharing with Jodie Orton that she's been reporting live from Miami, from San Francisco, from Los Angeles. Nothing quite compares to Saltburn by the Sea, does it?
No, well, it's part of our local history. It's a very popular resort. You know, lots of people come from across the world, and it's got a lot to offer, and it is well worth a visit.
Absolutely. Will you be joining me in the lift later yourself?
I may be persuaded.
I should hope so too, Linda. You know, who knows what magical things we could do in the 55 seconds it gets or takes to go from top to bottom, really. So great stuff. Or is it slightly longer? I don't know. We'll count our thing. Clearly, Saltburn is for life, not just the 1st of July. In terms of other events that are coming up through the summer, lots of other things, anything you'd like to flag up at this stage?
At the present moment, we do have a full programme of events. You have put me on the spot.
Check out the website. I'm sure that during the course of the day, you'll bring those events along.
Absolutely. The website will be able to give you all the information, and there is various links to regeneration websites and tourism, and I'm sure people with Facebook and the Flickr events certainly will be able to see what we've got to offer and what's been on in the past.
And I was saying, when you first contacted me telephonically, I was actually looking at the Lincoln Red Cattle at the the Lincolnshire Show, I should say, ahead of the Great Yorkshire Show, which is quite a fascinating experience. But I know we were thinking about 3 days then. We sensibly put it down to 1 day to start off with. Delighted to actually see your good self. I noticed Sheila Clark actually has arrived in the background there, so it's all looking wonderful, etc. What did you think, though, when this whole idea came up to actually sort of do a radio show, a non-stop radio show from Saltburn Funicular Lift?
It took me by surprise initially. We have had a previous local artist made a documentary when the lifts were renovated, and she did a little programme called 55 Seconds about the ride in the lift. But this is quite a bonus for the area. It really does attract attention, and hopefully it'll be a great boost, and people are now arriving, and hopefully that's how it'll continue to be.
But if you don't mind...
Now, without good engineers doing their health and safety checks, etc., the funicular lift would cease to be, this record would not occur, so we're deeply indebted to the two gentlemen who have sort of been doing their stuff this morning, effectively, as they've started off a lot earlier than normal, because usually it's an 11 a.m. start. We're kicking off them this morning at 9 a.m. We're speaking to a gentleman who's also known for your banjo playing. Your name, sir?
My name's Paul. Paul Wakeford.
Paul, it's great stuff. Could you like to explain what yourself and your colleague have been doing this morning as you've been crawling down into this, as we say, the oubliette of eternity? Just looking down. Yeah, interesting.
Yes, we do several checks on a morning. Statutory checks, safety checks, such as checking to make sure the cables have not been tampered with overnight by vandals.
Other radio stations. Like Chris Moyles, you know, you don't know what he could be getting up to.
Oh, blimey. Well, these things do happen. But we didn't find any radio presenters down there, no.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a relief, isn't it, Jody?
It is, very much, yeah.
Obviously, Mr. Moyles is actually listening to this on podcast. We're only kidding, Chris. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's what they say. Competition, you see, they'll throw you down there.
Exactly, sir.
Anyway, so we do the pre-checks, and now it's just a question of making sure that the brakes work and everything else. We've done our pre-runs. So it's now just a question of wrapping up and getting open for the public.
So this Guinness World Record attempt, Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM, from myself, Alex Lefchuk, Jody Orton, etc., are in your hands. We can rest easy as we go up and down and up and down for the next 8 or so hours.
It's certainly looking safe at the moment.
Brilliant. And just to confirm that, we mentioned the banjo. Will you be coming along to actually perform your banjo in the lift?
If I've got time, hopefully we're too busy. But...
For the town crier, if nothing else, really.
I'm sure I could afford to play one little number while waiting. I give me tramps up and tramps in the sunny, sunny sky. Please let me in. Let me ride up and down from shore or to town. Please let me in. Let me ride in the funicular. I'd have no regrets. I certainly would by walking up the steps. I ride it to town, it's easily the best, so please let me in. People with their families and the prams, lads with their cams, they'd rather pay and save their legs.
I think we've actually just got the Christmas number one. Brilliant stuff there. If anything can keep you motivated, that can. Many thanks.
A pleasure. Thank you.